Philip Sampapier, Dr. D. Sergeant Care, today's date is 07-18-2024. Dictation is 4. Ms. Veronica De La Garza. De La Garza spells D-E-L-A-G-A-R-Z-A. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 08-31-1975. This is a 48-year-old female here with a painful rash on the left side of her back, period. Patient said the rash started approximately 2 days ago. It's worse today. Described pain as sharp, burning, stinging. Said the pain radiates across the front of her abdomen. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient also reports suprapubic pain, which she described as crampy and sometimes burning, not associated with urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 116 over 74. Pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph, skin on the left lower back, patient has clusters of vesicles on her erythematous base, discreetly distributed only on the right side. It does not cross midline, period. Here is tendon to palpation, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves return to normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is suprapubic pain. Number two is herpes simplex. Number three, neuropathy. Number four, obesity, period. Next paragraph. Urinalysis was done clinically. The urinalysis is clean. Mean there is negative ketones, negative leukocyte esterase, negative nitrate, negative leukocyte esterase, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done examining patient's suprapubic region or bladder or cervix. Also, because of pain in the right flank region, our kidneys were done, kidneys or ultrasound. The study was unremarkable. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, gabapentin, 300 mg, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 16, next medication is cyclovir, 800 mg, 1 PO 5 times a day for 7 days. Number 35, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She requested to be off for the rest of the day because of her pain. She was given a day off. She says she wants to go back tomorrow. End of dictation.